You said you run a public speaking training business, but you used to have a fear of public speaking.
Yes, that is true. I used to run a conference company where I had to speak at conferences with about 500 delegates. I was managing teams of staff and I had to present to the board. And I just used to lay awake at night dreading presentations that I had to give. And I remember one year my friend asked me to give a speech at her wedding. And she told me, you know, there's going to be 200 people there, we're going to be filming it, it's the best women's speech, so it needs to be really funny. And I just spent the whole year fretting about it. And I did it, I got through it, but I just couldn't enjoy the wedding at all. And after that, I thought, right, that's it, I'm going to crack my fear of public speaking. So I went to lots of different public speaking groups, went on loads of different types of courses, but it still took me about 4 years to get really comfortable speaking on stage, which is too long, right? So I decided that I would dedicate my career to trying to solve this problem. You know, how can I try and help people to overcome stage fright? Because public speaking is just such an important skill, especially in business. And I think it really holds us back if we spend our whole lives trying to avoid it. So that's why I started my business, Love Public Speaking, and it's called Love Public Speaking because it's all about helping people who hate public speaking and who fear it grow to love it.
So how is public speaking a game changer in business?
Well, I think being able to influence people and engage people in your vision is critical, obviously, if you're an entrepreneur or if you're a business owner. And how we communicate messages about our business is kind of the core of business leadership and sales. So, you know, whether you're pitching to a client or you're leading staff meetings, you're talking to a potential investor at a networking event, all of that is about how effectively you get your message across. And in particular, speaking at networking events is probably the cheapest, fastest, most powerful way to grow your business. And it's also about putting your face to your brand. You know, it's becoming front of mind with your clients. And yet, so many entrepreneurs will shy away from public speaking and miss out on opportunities to grow their business. And it's just madness. You know, people don't want to work with brands. They want to work with real people. And I know from my own experience that I can spend thousands of pounds on marketing through online activity, direct marketing, social media, or I can go and speak at an event and I will pick up actual clients there and then. And I don't think that's just because I run a public speaking training business. I think that's because people want to work with real people rather than faceless brands they can find online. You know, it's the same for any business. It's much easier to pick up clients in person than through other marketing channels.
But can you really get good at public speaking if you are not a natural?
Yes, absolutely. I think I am living proof of that. You know, public speaking is a skill like any other to be learned. And that, you know, there isn't a silver bullet. It takes time and it takes effort. It's not an overnight process, but if you do put the effort in to learn the techniques and most importantly, get as much practice as you possibly can, anyone can learn to become a good speaker. And in fact, some of the best speakers I know are real introverts off stage, interestingly. And of course, the other thing to mention is that somehow when you do crack your fear of public speaking, it gives you confidence in other areas of your life. You know, once you feel okay speaking to a group, other types of social situations feel much easier, like going to a networking event on your own or making a speech on your birthday or just speaking up in a meeting. So it's really worth investing in those skills.
Mm-hmm. But what if you are too nervous to face it?
I think that is the million-dollar question. I mean, nerves are challenging. There's lots of different ways to tackle nerves and far too many to run through today. But I think if I could give you three of my top tips for dealing with nerves. The first one would be, if you've got a presentation coming up, visualize it going well. I think so many people make the mistake of visualizing it going terribly and then freezing up and their minds going blank. But actually what you mentally rehearse in your head tends to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So it's really, really important that you picture it going well rather than disastrously. And don't just picture it going okay, but picture it going amazingly well. And, you know, imagine the audience is enjoying it. This is a really, really powerful exercise. It's actually kind of a neuro-linguistic programming exercise. And I have a positive visualization audio on this, which I sell, which is very popular, a 5-minute and a 20-minute version. But that's something that you can do at home. So that's one thing. I think my other tip would be to just take up every possible opportunity you can to speak. And that means also getting comfortable with imperfection. A lot of people who get nervous about public speaking are people who have really high standards for themselves. And that means in the end, they become great public speakers because they really care. And usually they're a bit more self-aware than people who don't get nervous at all. But because maybe they've got high standards, they're perfectionists, they might be a bit less willing to take risks. But actually, they'll learn a lot more if they just get some practice in. So just accept that, you know, when you're practicing public speaking, there's going to be some blunders and imperfections along the way. But the most important thing is that you're learning how to do it. I often put my clients on something that I call a one-week brain food diet for building speaking confidence. And it's kind of, you know, a homework activity. You go home and on day one, you have to record a 2-minute video of you talking about your business and you play it to a colleague and you get feedback on your presenting style. And then day two will be do a 2-minute impromptu speaking exercise with your partner or with a friend, and they have to name the topic. You don't know what the topic is, but you have to speak for 2 minutes on it, and that's a really good sort of improv speaking exercise to do. And then day three might be something like make a short speech or a toast with your colleagues, you know, about absolutely anything, just to kind of get used to speaking to audiences and speaking off the cuff as well. So that would be my second tip. Just take up every possible opportunity you can to practice public speaking. And then my third tip would be a bit more of a practical one. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the power pose. No. So this is it's really interesting. It's good to be mindful of how your body language impacts how you feel. There's a famous study by a social psychologist called Amy Cuddy, who looked at how something called power posing, how you stand or how you sit, affects how confident you feel. So a power pose would be when you would stand in a sort of open, expansive posture, as if you're feeling really powerful. So the highest kind of power pose you could do would be to have your feet sort of shoulder width apart, your arms up and in the air, a bit like you're doing a star jump or something. Amy Cuddy found that when people stand like this for 2 minutes, it changes your hormone balance. So it actually increases your testosterone levels by 20%, and it lowers your cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, which makes you feel really edgy and anxious, by 25%. So that's a really significant shift in your body chemistry, and it's worth remembering this. Whether you're kind of sat in a meeting or before you're going on stage, you know, how are you sitting or standing? I actually recommend that when my clients are really nervous, they go to somewhere private and they power pose for 2 minutes just before they go on stage, because actually it does really change how you feel. And if you want to know a bit more about that, it's Amy Cuddy's TED Talk. It is online.
Okay. So what's your best bit of public speaking advice for entrepreneurs?
My best bit of public speaking advice, I think, to prepare a really strong elevator pitch. So for anybody who doesn't know, an elevator pitch is the pitch that you would give if you were to step into an elevator with your dream investor or your dream client, and in a few seconds' time, they're getting off at the next floor. What are you going to say that's going to get them interested and that's going to hopefully secure a meeting? So many people don't really think about this, but actually it's the answer you give to the question, what do you do, you know, when you're at a networking event. So it's worth having a carefully prepared answer.
Okay, so how do you give a good elevator pitch?
So I would recommend that your pitch is quite personal, simple and compelling. So there is a structure that I recommend people follow. And it begins with the first thing is, what problem are you solving? So, for example, if this is me, I say, hi, I'm Carrie. I run a business which helps people overcome fear of public speaking, rather than saying, I run a public speaking training business. Can you see the difference? So number one, what problem are you solving? And then number two, how are you credible? And here I would say, I know a lot about this topic because I used to have a big fear of public speaking myself, which I overcame. And now I teach other people how to do the same. Okay, so number two, how are you credible? Number three, what are the deliverables? So this is like, what does the work physically look like? What do you actually do? So here I would say, I have a team of trainers and together we run workshops across London. And we also offer private coaching and we go into businesses and schools. Number four would be, communicate your USP. So here I would say we're a bit different to other public speaking training companies, because rather than just teaching people about speaking techniques, we also do a lot of work on changing how people feel about public speaking, as that tends to be the main thing that holds them back in getting a real connection with their audience. So communicate your USP. And then number five, what is the result? So this is your opportunity to drop in any great results, any kind of client names. So here I would say, so what that means is that we see our clients make great progress. Just yesterday, one of my clients who's a wellbeing coach got in touch with me to say that since working with us, she's finally started putting herself forward to speak at events and chaired her first panel. And the result was that she's just confirmed a big group booking. We hear this kind of thing quite a lot, which is great, because, you know, I find it really rewarding. Okay, so that's what's the result. And then six, call to action. So this is where you want to make sure that you are controlling the exchange. So don't just give them your card, but make sure that you also take theirs. So here I would probably just say, oh, perhaps if you're interested in hearing a bit more, we could grab a coffee sometime. Do you have a card? And then I would take their card and I would follow up straight away. Obviously, the sooner you follow up, the more likely you are to make sure that meeting happens. And as with any lead, you would go away, connect with them on social media channels, add them to your database, to your CRM, make sure they're getting your newsletter, if you've got a monthly newsletter or something like that. And then perhaps if you don't do business together this time, they're part of your network and maybe you will in the future.
Mm-hmm. So Carrie, tell us, for those who are still frightened of speaking in public, where can we find you?
So my website is www.lovepublicspeaking.org, and we run courses. So there's actually a course on creating your elevator pitch, where you can come and design your elevator pitch and practice it and practice doing it to an audience, because there might be times where you go to networking events where you would have the opportunity to do your elevator pitch to a whole crowd, you know, a kind of 1 minute pitch. So I have that course. I also have courses on overcoming fear of public speaking, which use cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and neurolinguistic programming and other techniques to build up confidence slowly. And then we also do things like one-to-one coaching. So one of the things we do is a pre-presentation Skype call, which people might use before they're giving a big pitch to kind of practice their presentation on us and get some feedback. And a few other things like accent softening, speech writing, pitch preparation, and just about everything else related to public speaking. So www.lovepublicspeaking.org.
Carrie, it was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you.